They've got the round of applause ready for an Australian professional basketballer. He has played for the Cairns Taipans, the Townsville Crocodiles, and the Perth Wildcats. But now, he is the captain of our Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. And this Friday, it is our first official home game here in Hobart. Please welcome Clint Steindl. Oh,
Clinty, welcome. Thank you, fellas. Clint, special shout out to you, mate. We didn't address this last time, but we've got really tall chairs here in the studio. And one of our favourite things is when guests come in and they struggle to get on the chairs because they're so tall. You're the only person that just sits down normally and fits perfectly on the chair. So special shout out to you. It's a rare sighting for us.
You're just thanking Clint for sitting?
Just for sitting down, because normally one of our favourite things is to watch people go...
struggle to get up.
Whereas Clint just goes, oh, this is actually even probably smaller than what I'm used to.
Mate,
Jimmy's got his foldable stepladder under
there.
Yeah,
no. That's how he gets on the chair.
So I get up. That's how I'm going to be doing all the interviews to the Jack Jumpers as well. Half time, I just get on a little stool.
We should actually bring out a step ladder. We are doing the on-court announcing at the Jack Jumpers, which is exciting, and I love that idea. Let's bring a little footstool out.
Do that. Clint, congrats, mate, on the captaincy. You must surprise, stoked. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's amazing, mate. Just to be able to lead this group going forward, I guess over the coming season, being, I guess, the first year for this franchise in the league, it's very special and something that myself and Jared Weeks are looking forward to. And I guess leading this group in a way that Tasmania is going to be proud of. And just as a team, individuals that the community can look up to.
Can you believe that the first official game has already come up and it is this Friday? I mean, you've been here since the inception. We've watched as that we came up with the name, as the players started rolling in, you went through quarantine, all that kind of stuff, and the first official game is already here. Can you believe that after all the preparation you guys have done that you're going to walk out onto the court for the first time in an official capacity?
Yeah, I guess back when we first arrived, it was... We didn't even know when we were going to start. And now that we start in 2 days, it feels like it's come around pretty quick. And I guess after the preseason, being able to get 5 preseason games in, we're ready. We're looking forward to getting this thing started, getting the community behind it. I mean, it's not just the players that are all juiced up. It's the front office that have put all this together for us to go play. So I dare say they're pretty jacked up about it too.
Absolutely.
I mean, we just mentioned, you've played for other teams in the NBL, so it's not your first time playing, the first game of the season. But do you feel more pressure because it is also the first, this is the franchise first ever game? And if you are feeling more pressure, do you try to nod? Or you talk the boys just like, hey, calm down, it is another game?
Yeah, I mean, there will be pressure there. But, I mean, you just got to treat it like any other game. I mean, we've played in My State Bank Arena twice now. 2 preseason games there, so that shouldn't be anything different. We had a really good crowd for those games. I believe it's going to be sold out Friday night, so nothing's going to change there. It's just we got to approach the game with the right mentality of going in, being prepared, getting a job done, and moving on to the next one. So, yeah.
Clint, your wife, Kayla, a WNBL player, has she given you any advice just to help calm the nerves beforehand? Any tips on any of the games she's watched so far?
Just put the ball in the hole.
Does she give you feedback? Obviously, I mean, she's a professional as well, but after you play, does she come with notes and you get home and maybe you've had an average game or you've lost or whatever, and she goes, Clint, sit down. We've got to go through some footage. Does that ever happen?
I don't even get that. Most of the time, it's just silent treatment.
There's a bit of basketball in the family. When I was at the University of Alabama, your sister Brooke, I know, was in Hawaii, and she messaged me during the week, and she's like, oh, Clint, the captain, can you believe it? I can't.
We get feedback from your family.
Is there much banter with the whole family about the basketball stuff?
It sounds like there's not much faith.
Noah actually texted before and said, oh, please tell him to, just calm his farm.
Ball in the hoop, Dad.
1-year-old Noah.
Hey, Mum, can you pick me up from daycare? I don't want to be seen with Dad.
Look, Clint, we are so excited. As we said, look, we're going to be a part of every home game, My State Bank Arena. You can feel the energy in the air. I mean, let's talk the game. Taking on the Brisbane Bullets, what do we need to do to beat Brisbane in the first game on Friday?
Yeah, they got some fairly high-octane players. Nathan Sobey, Lamar Patterson, guys that have been established in this league for a while and can play at MVP caliber. So, I mean, a lot of it's going to come down to slowing those guys down in transition. I guess making them grind it out over the course of 40 minutes. But we had a fairly good showing against them in the preseason. Obviously, things will change between then and Friday night. But obviously, having Will back for us is massive. He didn't play in that game. Just getting Josh Adams, Josh Majette more comfortable in their roles and within our system. We're going to be prepared for it. I mean, we've been hanging out for this game, so we're not going to be going in half prepared thinking, let's try get this done. No, we're going to be getting after this one.
Thing that Nathan, I really love about basketball is the intimacy of it. There's not that many sports where, you know, you can be right up against the action, and then also, you know, with the shot clock, you know, you're going to go down the other way. You're guaranteed to see that back and forward sort of game, and the crowd's right on you. How important is it, I guess, to create, you know, MyStat Bank Arena as this fortress, essentially, so when teams visit here, like, what are people listening to the show who potentially maybe haven't been to an NBL game? What do they need to do? Like, we need to get this place loud, yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Tasmania as a community, they want to see guys that are going to work hard.
Totally. Yeah.
That blue-collar mentality of getting dirty work done, diving on the floor, getting after 50-50 balls. I think if they see that, they're going to rally behind us. And essentially, we got to give them something to cheer for.
Absolutely, mate. We cannot wait. Congratulations again on being the captain. We did just get a message from your one-year-old son, Noah. He just said, guys, please wrap him up. I've had enough. So we're going to have to call
him. I've been waiting outside in the car. Tell Dad, I've got places to be.
He's cracked a window, but tell him to hurry up.
And he left hit 100.9 on. Oh, it's awful.
Clint, congratulations, mate. We can't wait to see you out there Friday, the Jack Jumpers. First game, MyState Bank Arena. This is going to be huge. Clint, thanks for coming in, buddy.
No, thanks, fellas. Cheers. See you there.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.